Welcome back, adventurers. After surviving the treacherous shores, our heroes have unlocked ancient powers at the heart of a forgotten temple. But the storm is far from over. As they return to their ship, the Tempest Fury, a new danger looms on the horizon. A monstrous vessel emerges from the storm, and with it, the curse tightens its grip. Will our heroes uncover the truth before it's too late? Let's dive into the next thrilling chapter of The Curse of the Tempest Fury.
Hey, welcome back to Adventure AI. This is episode 2, episode 3 of Twitter. Season Twitter. Season X, which is season 10 for us here at Adventure AI. Yeah. I'm joined by...
Hey, congratulations. Season 10, everybody.
Oh, it actually is a big congratulations.
That's a big deal.
Thank you. I'm joined by Jason Conforto.
Co-host and co-owner.
Yes.
Of Adventure AI.
Maddie.
And it's me, Maddie. Right. I started doing the German accent on the last episode, and now I can't stop.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you. Send help, y'all. I'm going to be accused of a hate crime.
And it's nice that you're doing that accent all by yourself. There's not like a lower half helping with the...
I work in mysterious ways.
And of course, Ross.
Yes, your first returning guest. I'm so excited.
I'm going to have to take issue with that, Ross. So much fun. I can't.
Versus the first returning guest star. It's fine.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. First returning guest versus for my notoriety in the town. It's just some guys that we all know.
Where we left off on the previous episode.
An upgrade on our ship,
You have lightning cannons.
Lightning cannons and a course correction.
A burst of speed. And a very dexterous ship now.
Dexterity,
It's going to be saving on all of the souls.
It's got dexterity now. It has dexterity. All right. And then, as you saw in the distance, a storm brewing. Black clouds, lightning, and thunder on the horizon.
Did we
slowly moving towards you?
Are we still in the temple?
We're at the temple right now.
I think we beat feet and get back to the flipper or fin. What do you have?
I have.
Are they flippers down there?
Big flipper feet.
We're just going to call some feet. All right.
Let's beat big flipper feet to the.
Right. I cast long strider on old flipper foot over here.
Speaking of old flipper foot over here, I feel like he has the longest stride of all of us.
No. If you can see it, it's my coat. It makes me look like I'm just shuffling along here.
Yeah, it's a waiter, even though I'm a little bit shorter.
Who are you calling little? I mean.
The captain starts making his way down the island.
To the ship.
To the ship.
Tidebreaker, let's go. Oh. Actually, he's halfway to the ship already.
Oh, yeah. He just needs to turn around. He never actually made it all the way to the ship.
So, to the ship.
Right? To the ship. The cursed ground shimmers and shakes. There we go. That's a better word. How about we'll use that one? So you make your way down. The mutated creatures continue to... Actually, as you're making your way down, those mutated creatures begin to appear to be a little... disturbed and rattled by the oncoming storm, and they're running in different directions, and there's birds that are flying that also everything again.
Is there a clear path to the ship?
Yeah, the same path that you guys took up to the temple.
Okay. So we don't have to kill them yet. The little guys.
Oh yeah, they're running away.
Okay, so we're good.
Not towards you, they're running away.
Wouldn't want to be okay, we keep running. You'll see, wouldn't want to be. Sorry, the other part was a little muffled, but we said the whole part. I said the whole part, so you wouldn't want to be.
You make your way down to the ship. You get on the little boat because the ship doesn't come to the beach. We already established that last time. You row the little rowboat to your ship, and then you get into the ship. And you can feel the ship radiates.
Radiating, that's good.
Power that it didn't have before.
It probably doesn't matter, but... Is the tortoise still chasing us?
No, the tortoise is not chasing us.
I would like
the blood-eyed tortoise. Yeah,
I'd like to think that
I like
is.
How we investigated like, the captain like, the whole time and none of the animals.
Right.
Like everything's like dying. And
nothing
like,
shifty about these animals cursed, over here.
And you're like, Captain, like Captain, something's up with this guy. Oh, there's like a tortoise is literally bleeding from his eyes. Yeah,
there's like a deer. He's like,
the captain is so suspicious all of a sudden.
So suspicious.
I just kind of want to know. I'm really invested in this tortoise though, but yeah. And then I'll stop when I get the questions.
Last question.
But, like at what point did he stop chasing us?
After you left the beach.
Okay. Yeah. So we just kind of like,
can we still see him?
Got in there.
He was just interested in you when he saw you. Yeah. And then after
but
that.
Is he still around?
He closed his mouth.
All right. I pull out, shoot him in the back of the head.
You're going to shoot him in the back of the head. Okay.
I feel like we've gotten a little bit off track here and I need you to stay focused for us.
If there is a tortoise that is dead on the beach, I would like to take it and make a tortoise stew for you guys.
From the mutated... Right,
from the mutated...
Bloody eye
soup.
Decaying body tortoise, that
yes,
one?
Yes.
Okay. I rolled a 24. Is that going to hit the turtle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hits the turtle. And it's also going to be sneak attack.
Oh, great.
He's like
yes.
Extra dead. Yeah. Let me just roll that damage.
Yeah, roll that damage.
A 34 damage?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That is a dead...
Is there any meat left on the tortoise?
Yeah, I mean, she just shot it in the back of the head.
Okay.
So most of the meat is still there.
Perfect. I will.
All right, you get the front half, I'll get the back. Actually, I'll get both halves, and you run really fast, and just don't look back here.
Excellent. We'll have some dinner tonight.
I like turtles.
Yeah, so do I. you'll find them quite delicious.
I question if this one will be delicious, but I don't know.
It's for science.
Yeah, you put enough brine in there, it's gonna be just fine.
Or I'm concerned about Tidebreaker smelling it on me if I eat it. I don't think I'm going to be able
smelling
to.
Smelling the turtle? The
tortoise? You know, like if they say if you eat a dog, like pet dogs will avoid
Who's
you.
Who's saying
like,
that? Who's saying it? The same people saying that they're eating the dang dogs and cats in that small little town outside of Waterdeep, because that's not happening.
Or is this something I heard?
Pets in Waterdeep.
They're eating the trussums in Waterdeep.
Do we have? I know a storm is a brewing and a pulsing near us. Do we have time to cook a turtle stew?
I think you might. Yeah. Well, you have a magic cauldron.
I do have a magic cauldron.
Yeah. So in the magic cauldron, you can cook things way fast.
Lickety split.
Absolutely.
All right.
I do want to talk about all this brine that we've been consuming. Okay. I haven't peed in like 3 months.
I mean,
lots of brine.
We also have a very dexterous ship. It should be able to avoid it.
It should. Oh, maybe. Perfect. Can I roll for a meal preparation?
Yeah. Roll for a meal prep.
Well, that would
give
be...
me a 20 plus. Let's see. I guess
would that be a animal handling
performance?
Let's do it. Sure, animal handling.
I only have a plus one in that, but that would bring it to a dirty 20.
A dirty 20. That's pretty good. That's
not bad.
That's your attempt at handling the animal.
Yes, handling my food preparation
while
of the,
avoiding the potentially
the
contaminated pieces of it. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Will you roll a perception check?
A perception check. Yeah. Oh, you know what? No joke. That was two 19s in a row. My perception it brings it to a 24.
Okay. Yeah. No, the turtle looks good. You can totally make that work.
Okay. We'll have a turtle soup.
The tortoise looks good.
Tortoise soup in a tortoise shell.
I like that we took the time to shoot the turtle in the back of the head so that we wouldn't get distracted.
Anyway, I'm making soup.
soup's on.
Soup's on, everyone.
So should we do a pirate prayers?
Pirate prayers. We could do a sea shanty as a pirate prayer.
All right. Well, if you want to do your sea shanty while the captain has you guys ready the ship to take on the other cursed boat.
There's no time. We'll just say grace. Grace. And then I run upstairs.
So you're pulling up anchor.
Pawn a banker, we're setting sail. Well, I should ask the quartermaster.
Pull up anchor, we'll set the sails.
We'll set the sails.
I love that your job has just been repeating what somebody else says.
Out of four people.
That's a quartermaster's job, is to give directions.
Yes, one quarter of every quartermaster.
So the chain of command is the captain is telling you what to do. Then you tell the Dragonborn, and the Dragonborn does all the work.
No, I think you're above me. I think I'm just the guy.
I'm not. I'm the cook.
He just cooks.
I'm the poop cleaner.
When I worked this out with Eric from the very beginning, I cook. I do not do ropes. I do not do sails. I do not do swabbing. I'll clean the kitchen.
How much do you get paid, so? Are you on 401k?
I have a 1/3 share of the cruise portion.
The Roth only.
Because there's only three of us, so we get 1/3 each. If there was a fourth member of the crew, we'd get a fourth each.
So numbers are still numbering.
He's not counting the captain as the crew. It's the captain and the three crew members.
The captain usually gets 9 cuts.
Yeah, he'll get whatever he takes, and then the rest goes to us.
We divvy that up. The three of us.
Yes. And since there's only three of us,
FYI, real Maddie didn't get confused about that. Maddie's following.
Just to be fair here, the captain usually gets 2 shares, and the quartermaster gets 1.5 shares. So, really.
Which is that more like a quarter share? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah, a quarter share makes a lot more sense.
No.
It's a share and a half.
Literally in the name.
That's why I get the other half.
Yeah, you might have all the quarters left over. All right, let's get two quarters. Let's go fight something, for God's sake.
Nobody's commented on the taste of the soup yet.
You know, honestly, when a soup does its job, you don't really need to talk.
Did you guys actually eat it, though?
Did you even try the soup?
I did. I did eat it. Only half of. I'll save the rest for later.
He's shoving
it down his pants.
The storm continues to grow.
Tidebreaker, look away. Look away.
Tidebreaker is more than welcome to enjoy.
Oh, no. Tidebreaker doesn't want that.
All right, we're setting sail.
The ship is now sailing in the direction towards the storm.
Lift anchor. Set sail.
Captain Eric, it feels like we possibly should be sailing away from the storm, not into the storm.
How else are we going to defeat them, he says.
Who is them, by the way? Because it just looks like storm. I actually also have the same question as the cook.
I specifically remember we get the ship more powerful, and then we get a crew.
He said, that's right. We get a crew. And as he says those words...
This guy needs to get a clue, am I right?
Yeah.
And as he says those words, the clouds come down to the waterline, like to the surface of the water, and as they split open, a large, ghost-like, cursed ship breaks through the clouds as you see the front of it, and right across the front you see the words dreaded wraith.
So it turns out we were not in fact the ghost ship.
So this is our crew.
Yeah, possibly. You know, I've always dreamed about having a meal on a ghost ship. You know, kind of a delicious calamari, lightly fried and served with
goulash.
A mysterious ink sauce and.
No, shut up. Shut up. Gizmo, stop it. If you start going, then I'm going to go.
So Captain Eric, are we attacking the ghost ship?
If we don't attack first, they will attack us.
I still don't trust this guy.
Okay. And then they have our crew on board? Because I'm just looking around, and it feels like the Dragonborn is doing the work for at least two people, if not more. Right?
Don't talk like that. He'll want another share.
Wait, you guys are getting paid?
So, Captain Eric, you're saying that our crew is on board this ship, or by defeating this ship somehow, we're going to get a crew.
If we don't defeat this ship, We won't even make it to get a crew.
All right. So we won't need a crew if we...
You think this power that we've gotten for this ship is free?
I would have liked to known the price before we just like kind of waltzed up and took it.
So the price of the power of the ship is we pay it by killing the ghost ship?
I think the ghost ship has the money on it to pay for.
Are we paying with ghost gold or real gold to pay for the?
It's like he's never like, even pillaged before, man. He's like
the captain turns to you and he says, "You think we would be able to come to this temple, take this power for ourselves, and there was going to be no consequences?"
Well, sort of, yeah.
We were kind of hoping consequences.
You think you just take the gold and you're just going to throw it at these magical sources and say, "take some of my money?
That's kind of how it's worked out for us.
No one really said anything about consequences.
I just do as a poop dex. I don't know.
He says, "What good do the sea gods need our gold?"
It sounds like we just need a nice meal. Calm down. And enjoy.
Oh yeah,
something delicious to eat.
We should throw a dinner theater for the ghost ship.
Perfect. I like where we're going. Yeah, so we have a dinner theater thing, right?
Yeah.
How many parts do you think you could play in this? Would you be okay playing multiple roles in the theater if we wrote a quick script?
All right, and it's like a very like far gone look gets into his eye, like he just like stares us. Yes.
So we invite the ghost aboard.
We throw a murder mystery.
And in the third act, we sneak aboard their ship.
And the twist was we got the ghost ships the whole time and then we sail away.
Exactly.
And leave them with the ship with all the powers.
Captain Eric.
Wait, the ship with all the powers?
We take both ships.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I think we should definitely do this dinner theater. I feel like this is a really good vein that we've hit. We've struck something.
So let's go aboard the other ship and invite them to dinner.
Okay.
All right. I guess.
Okay, I've got good lying. Let me get over there.
I have water walk. I guess should we just pull up next to him or should I just walk over
Excuse
there?
Me.
Excuse
Hello,
me.
Hello. Hello over there.
Frals and misters. What is the boys and
children? Fraulines and
Fraulein. And men and hey chat.
Frals and Fraulines.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, is it Frau also? Hey chat, get up here.
Hey chat.
Get up here for the dinner theater. Who did the murder? I don't know. Maybe you know because you're ghosts. All right. Are we rolling perception? What do we do?
The dreaded wraith parts through the clouds even farther. And you see a tattered sails. And standing at the helm of the ship is
It's our audience.
Woman. She's the same race as you.
Fraulein.
This may turn into a wingman situation.
And as you see her break through the clouds, all of you make a wisdom saving throw.
That was a critical success, and I just want to point out that these are Kraken dies.
Oh, yes,
so
they are.
D20 has a Kraken on it. So
it does.
That's sick.
What kind of save was this?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
14.
6.
Okay.
Go to all 6.
Everyone except for Flame Chef is now frightened. Oh, I need to roll for
it. Okay. Now dead. Can now leave the podcast.
Is now frightened.
Did I roll both two of those?
Yeah.
So roll one half of them roll two of them. Afraid and the other one. Like... Okay, the second one got 18.
That's the bottom half.
Yeah.
Is that the half that runs?
Yeah.
Oh, did you make 2?
I did 2 just now. Yeah, just, you know, for fun.
And it saved?
So one of them did, one of them didn't.
Nice.
The top didn't, the bottom did.
Oh.
Okay, so roll for initiative. You can do whatever. Initiative doesn't necessarily mean combat. It just means order.
Oh, well. Well, give the people what they want.
Which is entertainment.
Dinner theater. Dinner theater.
I will be playing the role of two brothers.
Be our guest.
Be our guest, the other one.
All right, so that means frightened is you have disadvantage on ability checks. You have disadvantage on attack rolls. While the source of fear is within line of sight. And then you cannot willingly move closer to the source of fear, which is this woman. This Triton woman.
She's a Triton woman or an Alaran woman?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're an Alaran. I'm sorry.
She's an Alaran.
She's an Alaran woman. Okay.
Is she pretty?
She's pretty scary.
Oh.
Yeah, she got a 19 on Gyat. Right, kids? What is that? What is that?
It's your buttocks.
Oh, is it? I was like, yeah, get the 12-year-old here. What's Gyat? Is 19 on Gyat good?
What are you Gyat? Okay. Initiative. Sorry. Who was first?
It won.
What did you roll?
Do I have disadvantage on my initiative?
Ability and attack. So
no.
No.
Then I have an 18.
18 for Ross.
12.
Jason's 12. Maddie?
You want me to average it for the both of them, or do you just want the top and the bottom? Or do you want
You can choose. Do you want to have them act separately or on the same turn? If you want, you can have them.
I think you should move on the bottom ones.
That's what I'm saying, because the bottom also got a nat 20. And the other one got 21, a dirty 21.
A dirty 21. Okay, you can act at the same. Yeah, you can just do it.
Okay, cool, cool. Your boy, the way I built this was just as like a multi-classed rogue.
Yeah, that's fighter. Fine.
So I'll just do it as one turn for now. Your boy is just gonna shoot.
Okay, hold on though. So we got,
oh yeah, she got
the order is Maddie. Ross, what did you get again?
18.
18. Okay, Ross. Then let me get the baddies here. Okay.
Oh,
okay. That's bad news. Okay, Maddie, you're first.
All right, first sneak attack is 25. Is that hit?
So you're on your boat.
Yeah, I'm shooting.
And they're on theirs.
Can I reach from a... Because I'm assuming... So the rogue is the bottom half, so I'm always assuming that is going to be a sneak attack range.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's fine, but you're at disadvantage because you failed your save.
Okay.
So you're currently...
Wait, no, the bottom one didn't, though.
Oh, the bottom one didn't. Okay, yeah. Yes, okay.
But I can also roll it again.
No, I understand. No, I was confused there for a second. Okay, because I thought there was just one of you.
It is very silly. Yes, of course, yes. Many would think that. But alas. Oh, I forgot I was doing Zach's accent. Mine bad.
Mine bad.
Pick up on that. Okay, so it's the first damage for the first hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's 45.
Sorry, what did you roll to hit?
24.
Okay, great.
And so then that's 45 on damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to then the top one is going to shoot also, but it's going to have disadvantage. Not wunderbar. It's going to be 11. Does that hit?
Water
wraith.
No.
Okay. And then we are going to now just duck behind our little sailboat.
Duck behind the sail.
It's like, where are we? I don't know. We're very sneaky.
Got it. Okay, great. Dang, how much damage was that? 40?
45.
Okay, wow, okay. All right. Next, as the ship continues to come out of the clouds, approaching you, a menacing-looking half-orc leaps from his boat to yours.
All right, I'm running an insight. Do I think it's one half orc or two goblins?
Two goblins on top of each other.
I've rolled a 6.
I'm going to roll 1d3 to see who he's going to be attacking. let's do a d4. No, he's going to go for you guys. It's boring when we attack NPCs.
Yeah. So you
one,
know.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, what?
My character will always be hiding in the back away from the fight.
Sure. All right, Thorm. This half-orc miraculously leaps much farther than you've ever seen.
From the ghost ship.
From the ghost ship.
Yeah.
To your ship.
Is he glowing?
No.
Okay.
And he lands near you. And you are right next to him, or you're within the range of him, so you need to make a DC 15.
DC what?
Dexterity saving throw. Sorry, dexterity.
I'll just roll my
plus
12 on dexterity saving throws.
Ooh, okay.
Which gives me a 14 total.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Not a little too close for comfort.
How many hit points do you have?
I had 74. How many do I have now?
25 damage as he lands on the ground next to you. He emits a spray of coral. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
Ooh.
As he lands next to you, he emits a spray of coral
he slams on the ground.
That flies out in all directions. You take how much? I said 25 damage.
Yeah.
But as he landed, his feet like broke through the ground of the top of the ship. And he looks like he's going to be planted there for a brief moment.
Okay. Also, I have a trident, right? And I assume we're playing 2024 rules because that's sure. what I built my character sure, with. Yes, so yes. I get, so I do as a reaction when as a pole arm master.
Mm-hmm.
So I do get to use a reaction to poke at him.
Sure. Right? At disadvantage.
What? Oh.
You're feared still.
You're scared.
You're frightened. You are scared.
Oh, it's not just I just do it. I have to actually roll for it.
Only half of me is afraid on my, I think with mine bottom.
You're afraid with your bottom?
I don't.
Mine bottom don't is suppose, afraid.
I don't suppose a 9 will be successful.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, a 9 is not successful. And
and now he's stuck with he is coral.
Partially stuck with some coral around him. Okay. It is now your turn.
My turn. I will. Okay. We made a magic item. Trident.
We did, huh?
And when Quill says that I can manipulate water and create waves, how big waves are we saying?
I think we can make some pretty big waves if you want, yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of want to like...
Tidal waves?
Make a big wave that just kind of like attempts...
From where to where?
Okay.
So your ships are both kind of coming at each other.
We're coming at each other. Mm-hmm. So I want the wave to be on the side... On the ocean side mm-hmm. of the...
You want to push their boat closer to yours?
No, I want to capsize it. Go from their side of theirs and see if I can...
Yeah, because if the two ships are coming together, if you're coming from that side where the ocean is, then you may try to capsize it, but it's going to capsize into your ship.
Oh, so it's we're like going... So we're not like
crossing...
I got it. We're not parallel to...
You're not together going the same direction. You are... Like,
right. But also, like, the island's behind us.
Yes, the island's behind you.
So, I just want the wave on the side of them where it's not going to hit me.
Oh, yes, okay. that's fine, yeah. Okay, let's roll for, let's see, we'll use your powers. You're a ranger, right?
I'm a ranger.
Okay, let's do a d20. Let's just do, like, a attack roll on this one. Let's see.
I'm at disadvantage. Maybe this wasn't the right moment.
No, it looks cool. Oh, no, it still looks cool. It looks like a 10 from over here.
It looks like a natural 1 from here. So it's just a little spray.
That was embarrassing.
You managed to raise the waves, and the waves come up, crashing up against the side of the ship, but it doesn't appear to do anything to move it in any direction beyond.
As a bonus action, I would like to tell Tidebreaker to dash towards the man, the half-orc
Half-orc or two goblins.
All right. It dashes towards the half-orc. Is it going to attack him too?
Spend so much time being suspicious of other people.
Yeah. Actually, my sea turtle would have a different initiative than me, correct. Right? So his is...
Unless you want him to attack with you, that's probably fine too. Just to make it easier.
He'll attack with you,
but he'll have a separate...
Okay. Well, he's going to bite.
Okay, great.
I don't suppose 11 hits.
No.
Oh, Tidebreaker.
He goes to bite, and he's unable to penetrate the layer of coral that seems to be currently surrounding him.
He's just gnawing on it.
A lot of turtles don't have great eyesight. Like, anyone would even know that, though.
No, no one would have these turtle facts.
Not me.
All right.
I'm trying to resist because I could totally be here for the turtle facts.
Yeah, back off, dude. I just watched my other turtles murder one of my turtles in cold blood, sir. It was haunting.
The Alaran woman raises her trident that she has over her head. And as she does so, a whirlpool slowly starts to form, pulling both of your ships into a... So we're pulling in ourselves into the whirlpool going in opposite directions. Thorn? Stormwind?
Hey, Stormwind! What? Is that good?
I'm feeling a little intimidated right now.
Is our goose cooked?
I feel a little inadequate for this.
Is our sea turtle cooked?
Is our tortoise toast? Well, how...
A tortoise, some kind of stew or curry dish?
How well can you breathe underwater?
I haven't tried that.
You might want to practice. I think I'll be fine.
The captain then yells to you guys, to the cannons, as he runs
to the cannons.
Attack the large hulking half-orc. Cursed-looking half-orc fellow. And he is able to hit him. Yes. Flame Chef's turn, but he attacks the guy, chips away a portion of the coral that appears to be protecting him. He seems to be covered in a layer of coral as you look at him. See his orc-like, half-orc-like features peeking through the coral that covers his entire body.
All right.
All right. Flame Chef.
Okay. I duck into the kitchen with my little familiar, the fire sprite Sizzle.
And I say,
he's
so cute.
He is so cute.
It's like very Howl's Moving Castle.
Wait till you see how cute he is. We're going to go into the kitchen. I'm going to say, it's time to cook something up, my little friend. And I take out my ingredients and I say, with a splash and a swirl, let magic take flight. I transform my Sizzle to an orca tonight. Swim through the waves, bold and free, majestic creature of the blue sea. And Sizzle is going to fly out the kitchen window and polymorph into
an orca
and swim over to the other ship, and it wants to dive up and try to bite.
Should have picked a sperm whale, dude.
Trying to jump.
He's going to thrust him.
Jump up and get the trident lady.
The trident lady.
Any y'all read Moby Dick? What the heck?
I think we should. We're going to do a strength check first with your orca.
Okay.
To fight against the whirlpool.
An 18 plus 4.
Fantastic.
19 strengths.
19 strength. Okay.
Okay. And a bite?
And a bite.
3 plus 6.
So your orca swims using all of its strength.
Thanks for using that roll on the 18 for the strength.
To make its way past the whirlpool.
That's like giving me disadvantage.
It's almost like giving you a disadvantage. Make its way past the whirlpool, and as it leaps out of the water to bite at this Alaran woman, this cursed Alaran woman who appears to be the one that is in charge, she is able to catch the mouth of this orca and stop it from biting her face with her bare.
So is she holding the orca above her head right now?
No, she caught it with this and then she
throws
it to the side as she tosses it over.
It's like not as cool as like a free willy of like the
No.
Like, okay.
We're not. What is free willy? Is that some old movie? No, I'm just kidding.
All right, my turn. It better be my turn.
The dragonborn. Wink, Wink, wink. It's your turn.
Okay. The lower half of the dragonborn shifts around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic, all dramatic like. And then just gonna shoot it right in its eye. You're like, I do all this cool thing. I turn into orc. It's like, I shoot it.
In the eye.
In the eye. Yeah. Okay.
The 17 hit.
The same lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
She can't stop that one.
17 damage.
17. Okay. All right. Wow. Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot again. It's going to be a 21.
Okay. Wow.
But this one just regular.
Just regular damage?
Oh, yes, because I can only do sneak attack once per turn, right?
Yeah. Sure.
The damage on that one is 13.
Okay.
Then going to bonus action, duck back behind the sails. Oh, wait, you know what I'm going to do actually instead? Can I do something else actually?
Sure.
I'm going to action surge. I'm going to roll a 28. Is that going to hit?
Yeah, wow, okay.
Okay. So that's going to do 15 damage.
Will you roll a perception?
Perception, yeah. 15.
Okay.
And then my last hit is 18. Does that hit?
My goodness, yes.
And that does 15 damage. Oh, wait, that's not right. Hang on.
No, you're good.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it is. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Rogue plus fighter, gang.
She is struggling as she falls to one knee. Her eyes burn with fury, and you see dark, glowing flames coming from her eyes.
Is your goose cooked now? Are your scallops poached or whatever?
Are your scallops poached?
How do you cook a scallop?
Okay, now, the half-orc.
With butter?
That's not like a heat, though. Like
the half-orc fellow reaches down and grabs the tortoise. Can we do opposing strengths?
My mouths start watering when I see this violence towards the turtle.
No.
I think I need to switch dice.
23.
Versus 10.
Oh, okay. Great. He grabs the tortoise and wraps his arms around it. And within the sharp coral, he
Don't you dare
the tortoise between his arms as he yells. And
his shell just got insta potted.
You hear the shell of your tortoise crack.
Pine and your breaker. Little tortoise. No.
Why is the tortoise death so graphic?
I think we can have a feast in his honor tonight.
We can put it back together.
No.
You're a ranger, can't you heal?
We can boil him up. Enjoy the cracked shell is an issue because you can't use it as the soup bowl. But there's plenty of ways to.
Not cool.
I won't lie.
I've lost so many turtles today.
As he throws the turtle to the side, discarding it from his presence. He looks you in the eyes and pulls out his hammer.
Oh my gosh.
Going to extra kill the turtle. Here's the thing is I'm both devastated and hungry at the same time.
That's the end of his turn.
As if there's two parts to you.
It's almost two parts of me. Part of me is very devastated.
Rax and Drakes, from your perception check that you had rolled, as you were hiding behind the pole, you saw out of the glimmer, the corner of your eye, what you thought was another person. And as you look a second time, right as you are being, what's your AC?
16.
Yeah. Right as you look to see what it was, you get struck by a arrow.
Just one of them?
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Am I dead? Is one
top
of half
or bottom?
Of me dead?
Is the top?
You can hit both, and just whichever you hit.
Top is even. Bottom was odd.
Yeah.
So it gets you in the bottom. Let's see. 13 lightning damage plus 4 normal damage.
Oh! Oh my God, Gizmo!
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Everything's good over here. Mine.
And will you make? Mine, will you make? Make a Constitution saving throw. Oh, sorry. Disadvantage. So I guess no. We probably should be rolling for if the fear still affects you. Actually, roll Wisdom first.
Is the bottom? Yeah. So I'm 17.
Okay. Yeah. So you're no longer frightened. Okay. Okay. Great. And then we'll roll for a con.
20. Ross, would you 20.
Would you roll a Wisdom as well?
Yeah.
She has a fear aura,
right?
Oh, you should probably roll a second time too, because it's a disadvantage on your ability checks.
Okay, that's a nat 20.
Oh yeah, you're fine. Okay.
And a nat
15. 19.
Okay, great. Neither of you are feared any longer.
I am still very intimidated by her personally.
You are very intimidated by her personally.
But I no longer have the fear effect.
And what did you get? You didn't. Okay. You saved the.
Yeah, I saved.
You got a 20 and a 19. Is that what you said? Okay.
A 20 and a 15.
Oh, 15.
Yeah, the second one, because I rolled for both of them on the first one.
Okay, 15 is still good enough.
Okay.
As you were struck by the lightning, you could feel your body tense up, almost as if you were going to be paralyzed briefly. But you're able to fight through the electric pain from the what appears to be cursed half-elf woman behind you.
I think she's cursed!
Yeah, you don't know how she got there. Great. Thorn.
Thorn?
Sorry, did I say Thorn? I said Thorn.
I think
we all been playing too much Baldur's Gate Thorn. Here. Okay, Thorn is just going to happen.
Thorn is going to look at the half-orc.
Mm-hmm.
Or two goblins.
He's going to hunt. He's going to mark him.
He's marked.
Hunter's mark. Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, "You've taken from me what no storm or sea ever could. My soul's bond. My closest companion, for Tidebreaker, you will know the wrath of the abyss. Every breath you take from this moment on will carry the weight of the ocean's vengeance. I will find you no matter how far you run," because you're stuck on this boat. But when I do, the depths will welcome your bones.
And,
that's that right, pal. Yeah, so you just remember like a pal.
Poetic.
Or a bud.
Pal.
Poetic.
Yeah.
Look here, friend.
All right. And then we're going to, let's see. I want to make sure. I'm going to point my trident at him and cast Conjure Barrage. And this barrage of tridents is just going, like spectral tridents, is just going to appear, ooh, launch themselves towards him.
Yes!
And I have a 60-foot cone, but I'm just going to spend it all on this one guy, I guess. But let's see. And it's going to be...
It looked like a 10 to me.
I think that was a 10. Yeah, it was like it's like half of a 10.
No.
Like, yeah, like the,
okay, okay.
The
first half.
The first half of the two digits, I mean. Yeah.
Did you roll another one?
I rolled another one.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wait. But the good news is that Conjure Barrage actually requires that he makes a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice. I was
fortunate, fortunate, fortunate. Okay.
By the name of the seven seas, I condemn.
13.
Okay. He didn't pass.
Okay.
He needed a 14.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, that's close.
Okay. And then he's going to take, I need all the eights, guys.
How many eights do you need? I can just.
All of them. He needs all the eights. Here, I got more eights.
I've got a thing on my computer, though. How many you need, dog?
I need 5.
5? And like, what's your bonus on it?
Right here.
And then I do. So I got 14. And then I do get the extra for Hunter's Mark whenever you hit it. Oh, that's only for an attack roll. So no, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw how well the attack roll went.
Yeah. So I just got 14.
14 damage?
That's like.
No, it doesn't sound right. Cause like, yeah. I just ran it with the bonuses and it was 22.
That sounds more right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5d8 plus.
Yeah, that sounds a little more right.
You got 14 on 5d8.
Okay. I rolled it. Yeah, okay.
I won't lie, the first one was bad.
What did you get? You got 22?
So I rolled 22 and then with the plus 5 for Hunter's Mark.
Yeah, I don't get Hunter's Mark, but I get. Oh. I also rolled a 22. So
all right, we'll
that must be what it's supposed to be.
I'll take the 22. That seems more reasonable. The other one
seems low.
It does seem low. Also, though, I'm doing assassination type hits.
Especially for that hits. Speech.
It's, I know.
Especially for that speech.
You needed, like, the paladin thing, that ability they get, where they can just absolutely just go scorched earth.
Yeah.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
So tight.
It's true. Okay.
And why am I not playing paladin?
I don't know. I don't know why you're not. The woman at the front of the boat.
Slightly. Oh, she has so, by the way.
Tell me.
You don't know what it is.
So the half-orc is just like, he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
Okay.
And after all the damage I did to her right. last time, it's like, how you doing, girl?
Let's go back.
How
to
you
that.
Doing?
Let's go.
Not so good, huh? Not so wunderbar.
The half orc tries to shield himself as he gets just rained on by these tridents, chipping away more and more of his coral armor that he appears to be wearing. Would everyone roll a perception, real quick?
Hey, I got. Twice as well as my last roll.
13, what'd you get?
Twice as well as my last roll.
I 10?
Got a 2.
A 2? Oh, yeah, very good.
It's minus... 16, sorry.
You seem to notice the smoke and the darkness around the boat, and all of these cursed creatures seems to flicker and increase.
It's old man Jenkins down by the old 7-Eleven. This is like a Scooby-Doo.
It's like a Scooby-Doo. Okay.
What's it killed all do?
The woman with the trident. What's the AC on
the orca?
Yeah.
The orca? 12.
Okay, yeah.
But very that's easily. Natural armor.
Very easily stabs the orca.
Oh!
And you see as she stabs the orca, you see a piece of...
Orca?
What appears to be
it's it's
like green mind. Green fumes come out from the orca through the trident, and she regains strength as she siphons a portion of life away from the orca.
How much life did the orca lose? Fortunately for the orca, it starts with more hit points than my 10th level wizard does.
14.
Oh, 14. Okay.
Yeah.
It is down
she
to
gains a portion of strength back.
76.
Now, let's roll for the... Oh, nobody's manning... No one's manning the ship. The ships now, as their ship slowly makes their way through the whirlpool, your ship that is under no one's control currently...
Yeah, where was the captain this whole time?
Turning, he attacked the half-orc guy. It is turning its way into the center of the whirlpool, and it is now the captain's turn. The captain realizes what is happening, and he runs towards... I can't think of the word, the steering wheel. What is it called?
Let's call it the wheel.
The wheel. He turns to the wheel and he goes to get control of the ship in an attempt to try to prevent it from continuing to go into the whirlpool that is growing in size. Chef.
You ready? You did give, or not you, but Questmaster Quill did give me an overpowered magic item.
Nothing like an overpowered magic item in a one shot.
That I would like to use right now.
I mean, some would argue that the ship is currently equipped with an overpowered magic item.
The only magic item I got was the trench coat. I think we came up with something else, but it was too funny for it to not be the trench coat.
So I am going to take my cauldron out and start stirring. And with a twist of fate and a wave of my hand, I summon a young dragon turtle to join our brave band. Cauldron of culinary conjuring, bring forth this friend to aid Thorn Stormwind. Let his strength never end. And I call forth a new companion for Thorn Stormwind,
wow.
A young dragon turtle.
So easily replaced.
So easily
old
replaced.
Friends.
But old friends become new, and it's a little bit of both of us. It's like a little turtle and a little bit of dragon, like your two best friends. Your one best friend.
Is this a temporary summoning, or is this a, what is it?
No. Oh, this is the real deal.
He thinks and feels.
He thinks and feels. It's not, there's no time limit on this thing. I just summoned. So
I can't remember what we did.
Yeah,
so
what was
here's,
this?
Here's what happens is sometimes I can summon giant creatures that we eat. Or that we with us in battle.
You rat bastard. I know exactly.
So
you mean how many times can I use this per day?
So that's what I do as my action, but as my familiar would like to take an attack at this lady, a 21, nope, a 19.
Yep, we're good. That's a hit.
And it will bite it for, that was a good roll. 23 with a 5d6, which is a little bit more than your d8s there.
Yeah.
Two threes, two sixes, and a five.
Okay.
The dice are not liking me tonight.
And can it pull her into the water?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You would like to just grab and go
just
under.
Just bite and latch and bring her into the water.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do opposing strengths. 22.
That's a 17 plus 4 for me, 21.
Has anybody got any bonuses? Everybody check your spells.
I rolled a 19 on that one. That was it.
Yeah.
So as the orca attempts to pull her in, she is able to hold on to the boat. But because of how close it is, I'm going to have her, the orca doesn't hold on all the way and is able to fall off, but she is clinging to the edge of the boat, dangling from the edge, screeching at you.
Perfect. And how do you want to do the young dragon turtle? My turn or Thorn's turn?
Let's do it on Thorn's.
Okay. I put the stats in the thing for you.
Oh, okay. I wonder if the same ones I found.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Racks and Drakes.
All right. So I've been afraid. The top half of me, the man, the myth, the dragonborn. How wise or charismatic does this character that's hanging off the side of the boat look?
How wise?
Yeah. How wise or charismatic?
Five.
All right. I'm going to try.
Out of 10. I don't know what.
I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Okay.
On it. Which is a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, who are you casting it on?
On the person who's hanging on the end of the
what appears to be the captain, the Alarm woman. Okay. 18.
My save is 15.
I'm rolling so good over here.
Dang it. Hot blows. Okay. That would have been really funny.
And what about
I'm not surprised.
Your bonus action?
My bonus action, I'm just gonna sneak away, hide a little bit again.
Okay, great.
Embarrassing. I thought that would have been awesome.
I'm not surprised she resisted that. Alarans are actually very charismatic.
All right.
You catch the weirdest side eye coming out of mid-level.
All right. The big cursed half-orc person now rips his feet out from the holes that he was stuck in temporarily, and he is running towards you, Thorn. Thorn.
Thorn.
Thorn.
Thorn. Well, actually, my name was kind of misinterpreted. It's really Spine Maelstrom Current, but you land people decided it was Thorn Stormwind.
Six seconds of combat here, buddy. I feel like we should reestablish.
He's going to attack you with his hammer for 23.
Okay, well, that will be a hit.
Okay. And then.
Oh, but as he gets close to me again.
Yeah, he's close to
you. Yeah, I'm going to use my reaction again.
Great, do it.
And it's 17?
Yes. Yeah, it's a 17.
Cool. I'm going to hit him back.
Does it knock him back?
No,
Hit him back. I thought you meant hit him.
Yeah,
back.
I'm going to hit him for a whopping 3.
All right, 3 damage. I am
on fire.
Okay, he is going to hit you for 7 damage plus. As his hammer hits you, it resonates with a oceany undertone.
Ooh.
Of the depth. You may need to make a wisdom saving throw.
I am from the depths.
Oh yes, but right? This is
okay. I just
damaging to you.
I just feel like if it's a wisdom saving throw from the depths, I should have advantage.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give it to you. I'll give you advantage.
You know that deep wisdom.
That place, deep wisdom. It's the place that I come from.
Yeah.
All right, I've not been,
as a ranger, it's not the craziest thing.
And even with advantage, I rolled an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
All right. Take
just like when I couldn't fix that dang
take 10
thing on Christmas.
10 psychic damage. Okay. Now the other elven cursed woman that was shooting at you, Maddie, Zara. I don't know. I'm sorry. You don't know her name. She then.
Guys, I think her name is Sauron.
She turns into a cloud of mist.
Well, I don't care.
And
for
disappears.
That one bit.
What? Okay. Thorm.
Oh, my turn. Well, I am still furious with this guy.
Absolutely.
But I see this beautiful big baby dragon turtle.
Yes.
Turtle dragon yeah. turtle. Mm-hmm. And I say, I shall call you Seafang.
Turtles don't even got no fangs.
He's got one. He's a dragon turtle.
Turtle facts. All right. Okay. Next.
Turtle facts. I like that.
Hit me up in the comments, gang.
Seafang, eat him.
Okay. Seafang eats or tries to eat the guy.
Yeah. Let's see what Seafang.
All right. Let's see what it goes.
Eat this horrible man.
I swear to God.
let's see. So it's a bite. What does he get? Plus 8. I mean, it's 13. That's not going to.
No, not enough.
So now Seafang, in honor of Tidebreaker, is just going to go.
Non the coral guy. All right. The alarm woman now pulls herself up to the boat. And she is going to pull
invisible
out
now?
A what? Did you say invisible?
She was invisible.
No. That was a different woman. The elven woman. There's an invisible elven woman, and then there's three. There's
independent
three.
Women. Do we have to fight?
There's one that's at the helm of the boat,
and then there's the orc.
There's the cursed elf woman, and then the orc guy.
Okay.
We should be careful because we know it takes at least 5 people to man a boat. And, I mean, somehow we do it with 4, but it takes about 5 people. So there might be 2 more.
I would say we manage just fine. And then you hear the sound of a little skittering high five, but you have no idea where it came from.
She takes her trident, and she aims it at, you're hiding in the kitchen, right? We're aiming it at the,
strategically placed in the kitchen where I belong.
And we
not
will...
as a witch, but as a wizard.
Does an 8
a strong,
hit?
Independent wizard.
His cauldron. An 8 doesn't hit, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So she points her trident towards you, and a shock of electric type tendrils reach out, which you are able to dodge. But they
as you
blast
see,
into
the top
the...
half seems to float mysteriously above the other, as it seems to go right through him in something very Matrix looking, very cool.
And those tendrils slam into the ship's dock or the ship's. I can't even think of the word here.
Hull?
Hull, yes. Yeah. The ship's hull, thank you.
Deck hull.
We're some nautical folks. Timber stock.
We're not nautical folks. I don't even own a boat. I've only been on a boat once. No, I'm just kidding. I've been on a boat multiple times.
I've been on a boat twice.
At least 2 at times. Okay.
I enjoyed it both times.
The captain is now trying to... Oh, yeah. He's able to steer the boat out of the whirlpool and prevent it from getting in. But he's spending his entire time just holding that.
As he should be.
All okay. you're doing Jason. Is buying time.
All right.
You kind of get away from the escape velocity.
I have an important question. How many magic cannons do we have on this ship?
Oh yeah,
you
have one I on will. Each right?
Side. Okay, but last
oh, just
time
one.
Yeah, every on other turn side. Though that we can use every other turn
on each side.
But how many sides is being a, oh
on each side of the ship? There's a right side and a left side. Starboard,
okay, port, starboard. Port starboard. Yeah. What side of the ship is the other ship on?
2 leagues away. Nautical port, facts, guys. Port.
Oh, that, no, I actually, thought we were starboard. Facing each other.
Starboard?
No, you crossed each other.
Okay. Oh. Here's what I'm going to do.
You went like this, and now you're in the whirlpool, and now you're crossing each other again.
Oh.
You're like now like...
So it's like when you put 2 coins in
yes,
those little
like
funnel
that.
Things?
Yes, all that's right. what's yeah. happening, okay? It's radio, whatever. Right. We don't have a paper out here.
Can I start the turn with the orca attack?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start there. I missed. All right. That was a natural 1.
So the orca leaps out of the water and attempts to attack her. She dodges out of the way.
Okay.
That's all right, because I'm going to drop my concentration on the orca, and it's going to turn back into a little fiery sprite.
Okay, it's now a fiery sprite.
And I'm going to cast a spell on 10 small barrels of food supply.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Sounds cool. So I have some loaves and fishes thing going with on a, here. It's about to get biblical up in this joint.
With a flourish of magic and a pinch of flair, I bring these barrels to life. A culinary affair. Animate objects. Rise and unite. Let these feasting friends fire cannons with all their might. And so what I'd like to do is have these small creature size.
Yeah, yeah.
So the size of me.
Sure.
I want several of them to take the cannon from the wrong side and bring it to the starboard side and fire two cannons at the other ship, specifically at the lady at the front of the ship. And then the remaining barrels of animated objects to go over and take the steering wheel from the captain and take
barrels over take the wheel. Let
barrel take the wheel.
I forgot this part of survival, but this one's so much more fun.
So, okay, I will let you shoot one of the lightning cannons, but not both in the same round because they have to get it and drag it to the other side.
But now they'll be able to do every other round.
Yes, that's right.
So one round. Okay, what is the damage on the what do I need to roll?
Let's roll to it. What are you shooting? You want to shoot the ship or you want to shoot
I want to shoot the lady.
40-10.
40-10?
Well, roll to hit though first.
All right.
I want to shoot the lady.
A plus, let's go plus
put
six.
Put that on his shirt.
Plus six? 18 plus six. 40-10. All right. 3. 10, so 13. 1, so 14. Oh, it landed underneath the mixer. Not the cooking mixer.
I was like, the...
Oh, 9. 23. Oh, 23 again. Still more than the 22 that was promised earlier. Yeah.
40-10, better than 5-8. Okay. You shoot the lightning, friend. And as the lightning hits her, she is blasted off of the helm of the ship as she screeches and falls into the whirlpool, and her lifeless body gets sucked down. As her lifeless body is being sucked down, the whirlpool slowly starts to dissipate.
I'm watching the whirlpool, we should get one of these for the poop deck.
All right, how many more are alive?
Maddie, your turn.
What'd you get, fish face?
Racks and Drakes.
That's so racist.
That's racist.
So confused.
I can say it.
Oh, yes. Like, is this one of those things where we're like the white teenager?
Let's just end the conversation now.
Yeah. He can say it. Go ahead.
Okay. Who's closest to me, the orc or the elf?
You can't see the elf. You can see a misty form that looks like the elf.
Is it close, that misty elf?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
All right. I'm just going to Burning Hands.
Burning Hands.
And try and draw her out. I believe it's just a dexterity saving throw.
Sure. Let's say it is.
Yes. Okay. So it's a dexterity saving show. It's got a save against 15.
Okay. She does not make it. As you burn up the mist.
I'm like Adam Sandler. Like, it costs.
How much damage?
16.
Okay. Great. Continue.
That's all.
Oh, okay.
And is she now out of gas form? I might have just done Baldur's Gate 3 and not
let's
sure if it works in D&D.
Yes. Let's do it. All right. Big Umbry half-orc. He is now going to attack you, your turtle. Your turtle.
Oh, he can try. He's not just going to pick this thing up.
Does a 18 hit?
I cast shield.
Does not.
No, it does not.
It does not.
Oh, really?
Not.
Never mind.
I said it was an overpowered
His hammer deflects off of it. And then he's actually going to make a second attack.
I just couldn't bear to see him lose another turtle.
20.
That's fine. My dragon turtle can... Steve-Fang can take it.
Okay.
We haven't even tapped into Steve-Fang's potential.
17.
Is the damage?
Yeah, plus another wisdom saving throw of 15.
What?
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Weak.
Ah!
I rolled a three.
Another 10 damage.
I got to stop watching because you roll fine whenever I'm not looking.
It's your fault. Yeah.
It is.
I agree.
I might have put a little joke. Sorry.
Okay. Well, he's still alive. He's still kicking here. But that's like, we're at like, that was 17 plus 10 damage. 27. Okay.
I'm good at my tens and fives.
All right. And turtles.
Are you on the deck?
Ooh. I am in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Where I belong.
Got it.
With the cannons.
My animated objects are out with the cannons.
Other person is going to try to, she waves her arms and a very strong gust of wind goes towards the inanimate objects. Both of them need to make dexterity saving throws.
There's 10 of them.
Oh, 10 of them? There's 10 inanimate objects?
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll make 10 dexterity saving throws.
Get rolling, objects, boy.
We're going to say
15.
If you
15 or higher.
You don't hit a 15 or higher, you're going to get blown off the ship.
Dexterity, you said?
Dex.
Okay, they've got an 18 14 dexterity. So that would be a plus
2. Two.
Okay, so I need 13 or higher? 10 of them.
Yeah. 13 or higher.
Off. Oh, save.
One's there.
Off.
Done.
Save.
There's two stays.
Off.
Two are still staying.
Off.
Still only two.
Off.
Still only two.
Off.
Still only two.
Save.
One more roll.
Off.
Okay, three remain.
Well, barrels do float.
Thorn, your turn.
It turns out Thorn must have been really sad on his last turn because all he did was name his turtle his and dragon turtle else. And his dragon turtle has multi-attack.
Oh, wow.
And his dragon turtle attacked once.
Yeah, we were all thinking it. We're glad. We were all thinking it.
And
we're really embarrassed for you.
And a breath attack, too.
Yeah.
It has a breath attack?
Yeah.
A pretty good one.
What have I done? Questmaster
Next
Quill
when
is
I get a real dragonborn, I mean a regular dragonborn wife.
Wait, don't you have as a dragonborn, you should have a breath weapon, too. Have you used it today?
Yeah, haven't used it yet.
I haven't. I would get right onset on my next turn.
Go ahead, Thorn.
Okay, but Thorn just wants to take all his aggression out on this half orc.
Yes. Okay. Great.
Okay, so he's going to give him a couple smacks with his with his trident. Okay, so first, and I get two attacks. So first one is. Thanks for not looking. Is a 24? Okay. Is a 24 hit?
Yep, that's a hit.
These cursed eyes.
Okay, so that one's going to hit for 7. Let me just double check that I don't have something else here that I want to use. No, that's going to be 7 plus an additional d6 from the hunter's mark.
Okay.
So 10.
Okay.
And then I'm hitting again.
This is the tortoise.
No, this is me.
Oh, this is you.
This is Thorn.
Oh, this is Thorn.
Okay, that one's an 8, so that one's going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Thorn does 10 damage.
Got it. Chipping away at his coral armor.
Yeah, and the guy is like stuck in the ground still?
No, he pulled out.
Okay, then I'm going to use ensnaring strike on him.
Okay, lock him in place.
So he has to make a strength 14.
Failed. He is now ensnared.
Okay. Boom. All right. And then, is there still two people on deck? Two enemies on deck?
Yes, him and the elf.
I believe Stormfang, Seafang can maneuver in a place where she could use her 20-foot cone to just get those two of steam breath.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, so they each have to make a constitution, a DC 16 constitution saving throw.
Elf does, the guy does not. Or what happens?
Okay, so on a, so the one who didn't takes, the one who did, who failed is going to take 35.
What kind of damage is this?
Fire damage.
Okay.
And the other one will take, let me do math, 17.
Okay.
The one that failed. And that's it.
Okay. The half-orc near you burns away in the flames as he screeches.
This is for Tidebreaker.
And the coral falls off of him and he crumbles down to his knees and falls face first onto the deck, lifeless.
I'm sorry I made that noise. I was excited. I was just feeling the moment. All right, and got one person left.
Jason.
All right. I am going to drop my concentration on the animate objects, and I'm going to cast my final fifth level spell.
Oh, I hope it's a fireball.
It's not a fireball.
On a
wooden boat in the ocean.
Oh, it's
there's just one.
We just did a fire breath on a wooden boat.
There's one lady elf on the ship. Is that correct?
That's it. Just her.
Okay. So I am going to pick up 10 kitchen knives and throw them out the window towards her. With a flick of my wrist and a dash of zest, I call forth these knives to aid in the quest. Animate objects! Tiny blades take flight. Let's slice and dice with culinary delight.
For a second, I thought you were like, check this magic out. And just throws a bunch of knives out the window. Which I was like, that has so much aura. Like, that rules.
No, but I do get 10 attacks with these animated objects. And they all have a +8 to hit.
Okay.
What do I need to get so we can just mark them?
14. Her AC is super low.
14's her AC?
Yeah.
So +8 would be a 6 or higher?
Yeah.
10 of them? Hit. Hit. Miss.
There has to be a faster way.
Hit. Hit. Hit.
No, we love the suspense.
Hit. Miss. Hit. Hit.
I'm just counting fingers. That was it. That was 10. Oh, I can't quote on saying which was so missed.
Eight.
This
eight.
Is just pure happenstance.
You know,
this is
how I ended fingers
up when I was counting them.
Tyler has officially had it.
What is it? They're knives, like 6?
It is. Each one does a D4 plus 4.
D4. So I'm doing it this
eight
way.
D4?
D4 plus 4. No. 8 of them, right?
8 D4 plus 4 each.
We're doing magic.
No, but 4 is times by 8 because each one does.
So this one has, I can put in the dice, the bonus, and then how many?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great, great, great.
Yeah, yeah. That's less fun.
That did 37.
37 damage.
Okay, great.
Knife damage.
As the knives fly through the air, they slice the elven woman who is standing at the edge of the boat.
They sound like webs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, those are knives.
Who falls off the edge into the water.
And I say, don't touch my barrels.
As the...
It's true.
As the storm slowly fades away and the dreaded Wrath ship slowly begins to sink into the ocean.
I feel like we really got full use out of this magic ship.
You really did.
We fired the cannons once.
Fired the cannons one time.
We had so many uses. We only used one use. What were we sinking?
Well, I mean...
I guess we weren't sinking. Am I right, guys? Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
What are you sinking about?
That's right. Yes, yes. Not much, but also so much all the time.
Okay. I mean, I wish they had shot at us so that we could have used our dexterity saving throw.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that one. Okay. You all decide that now is the time to
mutiny. Now is the time to strike.
Mutiny.
Now is the time to strike. Now is the time to take a break and celebrate. You congratulate each other on the work that you've done, and you decide to, celebrate through the night, and then you go to sleep that evening.
Perfect. Questmaster Quill did give me a sea shanty. Can we sing
Let's
it before
go.
We go to bed?
Sea shanty as we go to bed. All this right. is the party.
Okay, ready? I put it in the Discord. Do you guys see it?
Oh, yes. And then I've got to tell you guys a secret.
You can't. Oh.
You can't sing?
Or will there be multiple voices?
It's that I'm a terrible singer.
We'll find out soon enough.
All right. Ready?
We sailed the seas for shrimp and clams with crab and fish in all our hands. The cook will fry them up tonight. A seafood feast by lantern light. Heave-ho, lads, the salty spray. We'll fry the catch by end of day and fish fish and chips and squid. So grand a sea feast on every hand. The nets are full, the lines are tight. We've caught our fill by morning light. The pot is hot, the spice is fine. Tonight we'll dine on ocean brine. Heave-ho, lads, to the salty spray. We'll fry the catch by the end of day. Fish and chips and squid so grand. A seafood feast on every hand.
Okay, I thought you were going to have us like repeat the chorus after like three different verses. I'm like, you're out of your mind if you think I'm doing
As you sleep that evening, rested
I feel
and well.
Inspired.
Oh, you are inspired. You all got a point of inspiration.
Nice.
You sleep that night, rested and well, and you mourn your friends who were once lost. Poor Tidebreaker.
Tidebreaker.
I give a knowing look to my legs.
Hey, you wake the next morning on the deck of the ship that appears to be in perfect state, of course, because it's magical now. You, of course, have your new cannons and everything as well. From under the ship comes Eric Blackthorn. He comes up the stairs and he says, "Crew, you have done well. You have done so well and have done me proud.
We really have."
Same and he job. Says, "Meet your crew mates." And from underneath the ship comes Tidebreaker.
What?
In his beautiful, perfect state.
Is he an angel?
A regal Alaran woman with sea green skin and long flowing silver hair.
Is she not as scary?
Piercing blue eyes. She is not scary at all.
Oh.
She's wearing glistening armor adorned with seashells with the shimmering trident.
Oh, is that trident's very shimmering, my friend?
Followed by a towering half orc with patchwork scars all over his body.
Two goblins.
Reinforced leather armor. And his left arm is covered in intricate tattoos.
That would have been great if it was two goblins.
I don't like him. I'm convinced.
He's wielding a warhammer with runic engravings.
Can we just push him off?
And a agile elf with silver hair tied back in a ponytail with light leather armor with a pair of curved daggers by her side. And they
is
all.
Is it Kaelin Vesper?
They all look at you moderately confused, and she said,
"We are just one guy. No need to look so."
And the Alaran woman, looks to you all and says, "Wait, I thought we were fighting the curse of the Tempest Fury." And in the distance, a new cloud appears of thunder and lightning.
The ghost ship. I knew we was the ghost ship. Wow. Did I not say?
We were the ghost the whole time.
And also, I was two kobolds the whole time.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been another season of Adventure AI. We appreciate you joining us. Join us on the next episode as we do a quick recap of what we talked about, what we learned, what we liked, what we disliked.
And a big shout out to Carter Brown with Audio Design Studios for editing this episode. We'll see. I think he has a lot to edit out. So
Thank you, Carter. For Carter and for Analog Alex, who's going to be listening to me do this voice for the rest of tonight.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great one.
We are in the hold of a ship belonging to the Blood Drunks. We are going to undergo quite a rigorous ordeal. We may be forced into a life outside the law, which I am not comfortable with.
Yeah, that was obvious.
I've been looking for some people to get along with and find myself a new place.
We actually are all captives, aren't we? Captives of our own demise. As for me, I've been a captive for a long time.
Well, you should know that you're interrupting me during my lunchtime. I was very honest about what I was selling, and it is on you to ask the questions that you want answers to.
So you're telling me that shiny baby and that big nerd have been taken by pirates? Draw me a map, mama. The captain said that I'd like you to join him for dinner.
Well, we wouldn't want to be rude.
Are you sure we want to do this?
I am not.
New episodes of Imagine Dungeons, an actual play D&D podcast, every Wednesday.